They saw a black mass. It was darker than their dark room, and it was crawling up their leg while they were half asleep.
It's a small lesser demon. Done. This is one speaks out of 10. You have a new friend. Congrats.
Hello, theologisters, sisters, and misters.
Welcome to the coven.
Back to r/paranormal. You guys really seemed to like this last time, so we thought we would keep it going as a series.
So what's the first story that you have for us today?
Alrighty, so first one posted by user Curtis Plays One. I'm going to start with my mother's story of when she was pregnant with me. She told me that every night around 3 a.m. her radio would go off with creepy whispering and radio static. This happened the entire 9-month pregnancy, but the day I was born, she stopped having that radio go off. It's important to note that she unplugged the radio and took the batteries out of it, but it still went off. But after I was born, anything my mother experienced before that was paranormal, just stopped completely when she was with me. My entire life I've been interested in spirituality and things similar to that, but anytime I've tried to talk to a spirit or was near some evil spirit, they run away. For example, there was a demon haunting my friend's house. The demon always threw shit off the shelves and scratched him in his sleep. But when I was there, the demon never even manifested itself. Not for the entire week I spent over there, but right after I left, it started again. Does anyone have an explanation for this? It's not just evil spirits, but good spirits run too. And that's it.
Honestly, I think you've just got a strong, what's the word?
Aversion?
No. Spirit.
So that means what?
For me, it means that I attract spirits, but for them, it seems they repel spirits?
Is that a thing?
I don't know. I don't know enough about, like, people's strong spiritual auras to know, like, if you've got too strong of one, if something were to feel threatened, it'd run off.
So, I mean, like, it's interesting to note that, so apparently it seems like his mother had a lot of supernatural instances happen before she gave birth, and a lot of it happened while she was pregnant, but as soon as he was born, they stopped. So, I mean, like, this isn't something he apparently developed over time. This is something, like, he was innately born with. Does that change anything?
No, that does not change my answer.
So, in that case... So you're saying that, like, the type of spirit that you have can either attract or repel spirits, and you're born with that. That's not really something that you can change.
Yes.
I mean, it would make sense if I was like that because I've never experienced anything. Maybe I have a very strong spirit.
I think you just don't live near ghosts.
Hey, if we ever go ghost hunting. This is not really a
common occurrence to be like, oh, everything runs away from me.
I mean, like, I'm surrounded by people that have never had experiences as far as I know. So it's not like I could test that theory and just, like, call up a friend with a haunted house and stay a couple of days and see what happens. Like, that is a luxury I don't have.
Well, I know a couple places where people have died. We could ask to stay the night at those houses, but...
I mean, I'm always scared of spiders.
Okay, there are a lot of spiders up
here. I don't like the spiders. I saw a really tiny, itty-bitty, like, almost see-through spider on my bed, and I just flicked it because I didn't know what else to do.
That's a smart idea.
I just was like, be gone. So, okay.
How many spooks out of 10 are you going to give that?
I don't know, because it's less of, like, I mean, there's not really a lot of evidence. If I had to give, like, his mom's experience, you know, spooks out of 10... It definitely seems a little exaggerated, and she might have embellished this. I mean, this is coming from him, so, like, it might not have been as often as he said it was. But, I mean, like, if the radio was unplugged and it was making static noises, either that radio is about to explode.
Imagine being born just because the radio explodes.
Jesus.
Like, it explodes, and then you just pop out of her fucking womb.
You're just like, ah! Oh, okay. That was easy.
It's an easy pregnancy.
Okay, so if I was going to give this some spooks out of 10, I'd give it like a 3.5. If you know, like 10 is definitely paranormal. I mean, there's not really a lot of evidence to compare and contrast. A lot of this seems like word of mouth. Like, he didn't experience this firsthand. All he knows is like stories from other people. And when he goes, nothing happens. So, I mean, like, for the other people's stories, again, word of mouth, I'm going to say 3.5 spooks out of 10.
I'm going to give it 0 or 1 spooks out of 10. I am fair. Not, like, this, yeah. Oh
my God. All right, next one. This is from user Halo Franz. And this is... Halo Franz. That's probably what it means, actually. Like, I'm reading it like Halo Franz. Like, now it's probably Halo Franz.
Halo Franz.
I love that. That's so cute. Okay. So this one is called Candle Lighting on Its Own? ? Okay, so a lot of background, but necessary. My boyfriend's childhood best friend passed away this past April from a drug overdose. The circumstances in which he passed away were very tragic and hard to deal with. Also, my partner and I both believe in the paranormal and feel a little bit spooked. We stay in a cozy basement apartment with no windows, lots of cool lights and lamps, though it's not too bad. We had a long day today with errands and helping my mom repaint the entire inside of her home, so we left the house at about 8:30 a.m. I didn't do much before I left. I woke up, brushed my teeth, changed, and then we left. I wanted to get an early start. A while later, my boyfriend walked a couple of doors down to borrow sandpaper from his childhood friend. Coincidentally, his grandma lives hella close to my mom, and he was there helping his grandparents. And he also knew Nick well. I guess that is the friend that overdosed. And they got to talking about him as well. My boyfriend remembers offhandedly making the comment he wished he could burn down the abandoned house they found their buddy in. Specific but relevant. We had a very long day. We made it home at about 7:30. My boyfriend walks in, immediately starts asking why I left a candle lit on my dresser. I immediately start bitching because I definitely did not light any candles before I left this morning. We left in a hurry to start the day. I wouldn't have wasted time lighting this candle just to blow it out. I have a bit of a setup on top of my dresser with my prayer beads, candles, Buddha statues, and sentimental items that are dear to me. The candle that was lit was one that I saved for specific moments of meditation because of the scent and who gave it to me. I know I had not touched it in at least a week. My boyfriend is adamant he did not leave this candle burning, which I believe him. He is annoyingly clean and responsible. And that is it.
And has it happened consistently or just once?
No, this sounds like a one-time thing. I think that they're associating this somehow with this friend that overdosed. Yeah, my boyfriend's childhood best friend. Like, so I think what they're saying is that that could be a sign from their childhood, from her boyfriend's childhood best friend, that he lit this candle that is very important to her. And she wouldn't have lit it if she was leaving so early in the morning. And like, she knows that she would not have done that. And her boyfriend didn't light it. So then who lit it?
All right. So for me, I'm going to say that it's more than likely the childhood friend. But the thing is, he had mentioned wanting to burn down the abandoned building they found his friend in.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, his friend was going through some shit because he overdosed.
Right.
So there's a lot of traumatic things in his life that were going on that the friend likely knew about, but had no control over and couldn't help with.
Right.
So he's feeling regret. And, like, you know, he wishes he could have helped in some way. And he just wants to burn down that building out of, you know, just some way to alleviate that pain.
So you connect to, like, her boyfriend saying that he wished that he could burn down that house.
To that candle, immediately.
Right. And then so, like, spirit. So that's, like, Nick's way of saying, like, symbolically, like, I'm with you on that in a way.
Yeah.
Or, like, I feel you and I'm here.
It's like, I feel you, I'm here, or I'm with you. Let's go. Depending on how chaotic he is. Handle, though, that's pretty intense.
Obviously, everyone's seen it in movies, but is that actually a thing? Have you ever heard of a ghost being able to light a candle?
No.
So, I mean, that's an odd one.
Still the possibility that they did forget a candle.
I mean,
I'm giving that 3 or 4 spooks out of 10. That's a little bit weird. Like, I don't have an answer.
Right. So. All I can think of is, instead of a ghost, the only other thing I would think that would be able to like light a candle would be closer to like a demon.
Yeah.
Because they seem to have a lot more like of a stronger tether on the tangible world, since they're able to like scratch people up, allegedly.
And dead people don't always turn to ghosts. They could turn to demons.
Is that a thing?
I believe so.
Huh. I mean,
you can be a poltergeist. So why not a demon?
I guess so. I mean, that is odd. There really isn't an explanation to that. But again, it doesn't really seem like something a ghost would be capable of. But then again, who am I to say what ghosts are capable of? Right. So do you think that this is paranormal?
I'm not sure. Maybe.
So I'm giving this a solid 5. I am so half and half on this.
Yeah, that's why I did 3 to 4. I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's weird. I wish I could ask them questions. Yeah, if anybody, whenever we're doing this, and you happen to come across, like, we've read, like, your story, message us. Like, we'll get you on here. We want to learn more. But, okay, next story. This is from Damn It Janet 57.
Damn It Janet. I love that. God damn it. Is that a reference to, what's it called? Rocky Horror? Rocky Horror.
I've never seen it.
One of the main characters' names is Janet. And there's like a song, or at least a line of Damn It Janet.
Okay. So this is titled, What in the Heck Just Happened?
I don't know what the fuck just happened, but I don't really care. I don't give a fuck about it here.
Okay, I am mildly freaked out. Tonight my husband and dog saw a bright red circle about 8 inches in diameter. It started on the ottoman, which I had my feet on, and traveled quickly across the living room, up the tablecloth, and disappeared. Even our dog followed it with his eyes, but didn't bark. We have ruled out anything that it could possibly be. And it wasn't the TV, as I was just finishing up a Dark Shadows episode, which is in black and white. No phones were on. We live set back and have no front windows, so it wasn't from outside. It was flat, like when you shine a flashlight on something. Has anyone ever heard of anything like this? I didn't see it, but I was looking at the TV at the time. Yikes. Spirit Orb!
Oh my god, Emma, no.
Spirit orb!
It's not a red spirit orb.
You don't even know what spirit orbs are. You can't even call yourself a paranormal expert, which you've never claimed.
I've never claimed, but also you've told me what a spirit orb was.
And you don't believe it.
No, I don't.
Which is so funny to me, because like everybody, for some reason, believes in them. And I'm like, bro, it's probably dust.
It is.
Okay, but this one's different. So like an 8-inch in diameter, flat red circle. Like the TV, black and white. They apparently didn't have any windows facing. I mean, what could have caused that?
Okay, how do you know that the dog followed it with its eyes? If you were watching TV, didn't see it, your husband saw it. Who's watching the dog?
The ghost.
No, like, really? There's holes in this story.
There is, actually, now that you mention it. So, I'm
curious.
0 spooks out of 10.
I don't...
I'm curious what the comments are. Yeah, one person said laser pointer. I mean, like, some people could find a way to put a laser pointer into a home. I mean, like, let's be honest. Even if you didn't have any windows specifically facing it, it could have been from a back window. I mean, like, there are tons of kids that just, like, have a laser pointer and they'll just, like, randomly shine it in people's rooms at night. Creepy. I've known people that do that. That's creepy. It's not cool, but people have done it.
I don't like that.
Someone commented, I've seen a little blue circle whiz by my side once. It was a flat orb, but it was slightly luminescent too, roughly the size of an apple. Someone else just commented, sniper.
Yeah, I'm giving this zero spooks. Zero spooks out of 10. I don't know what the hell is going on.
Zero spooks out of 10. Next.
Okay, next.
This is from Ichigo 1982. A strange shadow creature. Hello, everybody. This is my very first post. Something strange and upsetting happened to me on Monday 19th, October 2020. For context, I have been going through a very tough time. Currently still going through it. I was asleep, a very light sleeper, and it was around 4 a.m. I felt as if something jumped onto my leg and was walking up my leg. It felt like a cat, but here is the strange thing. I do not own a cat. Neither does my neighbor. All the doors and windows were all locked, and I felt this thing as I woke up and felt it. Then my eyes adjusted and just saw a black mass. This thing was darker than the dark room. I screamed and kicked it off, but when I woke up and the rest of my family came into my room, there was nothing there. Before this, I worked alone in my room. I always feel as if someone is in the room with me, but when I look, there is nothing there. Honestly, it has really freaked me out. And I now have nightmares about this thing, and I'm not sure what to do. Has anybody ever heard of something like this, or have I lost my mind and just seen things that are not there?
So a tiny black mass? Is that just all they've described it as?
Yeah, just like they saw a black mass. It was darker than their dark room, and it was crawling up their leg while they were half asleep.
It's a small lesser demon. Done.
Oh, so you don't even want to like... consider like sleep paralysis. You're definitely just like lesser demon.
Yeah, I mean, if they're not insane and it's not sleep paralysis, then tiny lesser demon.
So I mean, like, let's say it was sleep paralysis. I mean, my reasoning for that, they said like I felt this thing as I woke up and felt it, then my eyes adjusted. So I mean,
but they felt this paranoia before. Well, yes.
I don't know. See, again, like, I'm so inclined just to say it's probably sleep paralysis. I'm going to rate it a 1 out of 10.
Because I'm not, like, super spooked, this is 1 spooks out of 10. You have a new friend. Congrats.
You know you're supposed to rate on how paranormal you think it is, not how spooky you think it is.
Yeah, it's paranormal, but it's not I'm so, like, what's the word?
Desensitized.
Yes, I'm so desensitized to this that it's just not, it's not spook, it's not even paranormal to me anymore. To me, it's starting to become normal. So
okay, 1 to 10, how much do you think that this is a demon?
Going off of the assumption that they're not having sleep paralysis or crazy, yeah. I'd say a solid 8.
Okay, yeah, see, that's how you're supposed to rate it.
Well, shit.
Now it's just fucking normal to me.
It is. So I'll give it 8 spooks out of 10, yeah.
8 spooks out of 10. I think we have time for one more.
Okay.
Let me quickly pull up one more for us. Let's see. Ooh, this one's cool. Okay. This one is from user Scarlet Gardens. Shadow figures imitating my movement. Hi. I've had two occurrences that were similar, and I can't seem to figure out what they are exactly. One night, I woke up around 3 a.m. randomly, and my bedroom door was open. I reached over to my bedside table to get a drink of water, and I noticed someone in the hallway doing the exact motions as me at the same time, as if they were right in the hallway, but they were only a black figure. Another time this happened was when I worked at a farm and was doing night chores inside the barn. The barn door was open, and I was sweeping inside. I'm about 12 feet from the door, and I look outside to see a figure that seems to be sweeping as well, again, moving exactly like I was, as if it was a mirror or my shadow. Can anyone explain this? Thanks. Thinking back, I should have waved my arm or something, but I just got a bit spooked, so I didn't try anything. What do you think about that one?
I'm just thinking it's your shadow? Is that bad?
I think what they mean, I mean, like, okay. They're saying like a barn door, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if they're seeing I'm assuming it's an upright figure. So, like, I can understand, like, if it was, like, up against the wall and, like, you know, you just happen to have, like, your shadow in, like, your room or something and you see it in the hallway kind of thing. Like, obviously it would be upright because of the wall, but, like...
But it's not stretched, so it can't be the shadow.
Right. And also, like, so for the barn door thing, if the shadow was outside and there was, like, it wasn't up against a wall and you saw an upright figure... I don't think that's how shadows work.
You sure? Have you done your studying on shadows this week?
Obviously not. But then again, so the other thing, right, is if there's no light in her room, like, how would that even be able to cast a shadow into the hallway? So, I mean, now, could this be some kind of paranoid hallucination? I think likely. I mean, you know way more about shadow people from your experiences than I do. So what do you think?
It could be. There's a possibility of it being a shadow person. If they're freaked out, that might be why they're sticking around. But they don't seem to be frequent enough to be like... Because they only mentioned it like happening twice. It was consistent.
Because you said in the past, so the whole point of shadow people and why they stick around is to feed off of your fear. So copying her movements probably increased her paranoia if it was a shadow figure.
Yes.
However, but as you said, it only happened seemingly like twice.
Yeah. My last experience with a shadow figure was consistent for months every night.
Yeah, I mean, if they think that they can feed off of you, that's the whole point.
14-year-old me, absolutely. I think current me is too busy to care anymore.
Your current me would like look back and say like, oh, you want to stick around and watch me draw for a bit? So, okay. I think the first one, since they said they woke up randomly, you know, again.
Being unconscious that freaking just destroys it for you. Is that what you're doing here?
I mean, like, because let's be honest, you know, when you're half asleep and you're waking up, your perception of reality is extremely skewed depending on how vivid, you know, of a sleeper you are. So, like, you know, people have been talking about sleep phenomenon for forever. So, like, you know, it makes total sense to me for, like, when you wake up and you see a figure copying your movements, it could very well just be a sleep-induced hallucination.
Okay, wait. So tell me this. Why can I answer a cell phone upon waking up and sound like I've not been asleep at all and be perfectly conscious for the conversation?
Oh, I'm not saying everybody.
Why am I the exception now? I don't get to be special in every scenario. Come on.
You're already special enough.
I feel like this is an insult the way you said that.
No.
Guys, Emma's bullying me.
No.
The Stop Emma's Bullying Fund.
This might GoFundMe at emmastopbullyingme.gofundme.com.
The benefits of putting her down would be I would be bullied a lot less.
Why is it always to put me down? Jesus Christ. Anyway, what I was going to say is that the first time that they experienced this, they were asleep. And then the second time, they were obviously awake and doing a chore outside. So that tells me that they had this paranoia from a sleep-induced hallucination. And then they were probably feeling anxious when they were working and they thought back to it and their brain played another trick on them.
Didn't they say that the work one happened before the sleep one?
Wait, did they?
Yeah, read back through that.
Wait a second. Another time this happened. It didn't say whether or not it was before.
Be specific / paranormal.
There are two comments. I'm curious.
Okay, what are they?
Someone commented, I've seen that happen too, but not to me. It was dark in my room and my boyfriend had just turned off the lights and he was standing next to me and all of a sudden I saw a black figure standing behind him doing all the same movements too. I quickly ran to turn on the lights because I got scared. To this day, I still don't know what it means, but I'm determined to figure it out. That is a shadow. That's just a shadow. But the original poster did say, did respond to that saying, welp, I'm glad I'm not alone necessarily. Lol. I'm kind of thinking it's just like your shadow self manifesting somehow. Who knows? Lol.
I mean, they seem pretty chill about it. I'm going to say 0 speaks out of 10. I don't think that this is anything. You know what? No, I'll give it 1 just for the benefit of the doubt that it might be something. But I don't actually have a concrete, like, idea of what it could be. So I'm just confused.
Right? Like, I don't know. Like I said, for me, this one, I would probably rate this closer to like a 2 out of 10 spooks. Like, is it possible that it could be a shadow person? The possibility is there. But like
because there is a possibility, but it's not consistent enough.
Exactly. It's not consistent. It's hard to tell like which came first, the bedroom thing or the barn experience. And I mean, like, it could very easily just be like a sleep induced or a tired induced hallucination. It could be that you saw some kind of a shadow and interpreted that as your own shadow and your brain just sort of did the rest. I don't know. Yeah, that one, I don't know. I'm giving that a 2.
Yeah, I gave it a 1.
Alrighty. Well, I think that just about does it for this episode. I definitely think that was more streamlined than the last one.
I think we need more spooky spooks.
Yeah, we need more spookies. I'm definitely going to keep searching through the tab. Just again, as I will say at the end of every episode that we utilize Reddit stories, all of these stories belong to the original posters, and I will be posting links to these stories and directly to the Reddit post in the description in the YouTube video down below. If you're watching on another platform, you can feel free to reference the YouTube description and it will be there. And yeah, I think that just about sums it up. Thank you again to r/paranormal. I love this. I love you guys. We're going to get to the bottom of at least one of your stories.
At least one.
And yeah, if you guys like ever notice that your story is being read out and you want to give us some kind of an update, like, please do. And hey, if you have a story that you want us to read and debunk, just send it to us. We would love to.
Email it to us at
strangebeliefspodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
strangebeliefspodcast@gmail.com. And hey, while we're plugging things, support our Patreon. Link is in the description. We'd really appreciate it. We're trying to build out our little community and we would love to interact with you guys some more. We're going to be posting a lot of extra content on there, some outtakes, some bloopers, some stories, some paranormal, some not so paranormal. And yeah, we would really appreciate if you guys started joining our little community. You'll get access to our Discord and you can talk to us directly on there. So if that's something that you're interested in, consider going and donating to our Patreon. Anything you want to add? I'll take that as a no. Stay spooky.
Yes. I was going to just say, stay spooky.
Stay spooky. Yeah. All right, guys. Stay spooky.
Stay spooky. Bye.